Sam Weiner used to run a sailing store.
But the old saying is, you know, the way to make a small fortune in the sailing industry is to start with a large one.
Like many retail shops, Weiner's business ultimately ran aground. But along the way, he realized something. Keeping track of product was way harder than it should have been.
This wasn't a case where I dreamt up an idea in an ivory tower and went out looking for a problem. I was actually trying to figure out how to manage inventory when we were selling on eBay and selling in a store and selling out at regattas.
Weiner has a background in software development, and he keeps a notebook with ideas for cool apps. And when a friend approached him about starting a business around one, they quickly knew which app had the most promise.
You just scan the barcode, and the item will be automatically again deducted from your inventory and added to your cart.
Weiner is holding a barcode scanner that's wirelessly connected to an iPhone. His company, Quantum Loop Solutions, gives small merchants a credit card reader and the iPhone app for free, and there's a scanner that costs extra. But either way, Weiner's company makes money by taking a 2.7% cut of every transaction. The app is called NewSale.
Right away, you can start processing transactions. Just enter a dollar amount and proceed.
But NewSale has some stiff competition. The founder of Twitter, as well as e-commerce giant PayPal, both have similar mobile payment platforms. But Weiner says his product's end-to-end experience is different and that there's plenty of room to carve out a healthy profit.
The bottom line is it's a huge market. Even if you focus just on small merchants that are at trade shows, street vendors, it's $40 billion that they're doing in a year.
After NewSale hits the iTunes store next month, Weiner is taking his app to the Rochester festivals that each draw hundreds of vendors. From there, there are big plans for growth. But Weiner admits going up against big names with deep pockets will certainly be a challenge to realizing a Rochester success story.
Certainly a risk going forward is that some of these bigger, better financed competitors are going to innovate and try and do some of the things we do. We just feel like we'll be a step ahead of them.
For WXXI News, I'm Zach Seward.